I'm a sick little girl. Blah, blah, blah. This is the Drudge Report report for the 16th of May, 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and I'm not saying you're fat, but by golly gosh, I probably wouldn't 69 you. President Obama, you're kind of like a whipping post for the intellectually brave. The man in black says that he didn't know anything about the probe into the IRS targeting of conservative groups. This is despite stating that he had complete confidence in the job Attorney General Holder is doing. During a Rose Garden press conference, Obama even refused to apologise for secretly seizing AP phone records, shifting blame to Congress for Benghazi security lapses, while also dodging questions about White House IRS knowledge. In among the mess are also claims that the Justice Department wiretapped telephones in the House of Representatives' cloakroom, an exclusive part of the Capitol where members are able to privately interact with one another, according to California Congressman Devin Nunes. In fact, the 94 pages of emails between top administration and intelligence officials involved in Benghazi and Libyan attacks directly contradicts White House claims from the hearing. Instead of being driven by the intelligence community, the emails in fact show heavy input from top Obama administration officials, particularly those at the State Department. Oh, accountability, where are you when you are needed most? Well, let's tune into TMZ to find out. Pope Francis has attacked the dictatorship of the global financial system and warned that the cult of money was making life a misery for millions. For once, I can happily say I agree, perhaps with someone more delusional than me. He said that money should be made to serve people, not to rule them. Well, considering that Christianity is the world's largest religion with over 2 billion members, maybe your influence is to blame. Not to mention the 2,000 years of wealth accumulation under the Vatican Church belt. And it really isn't that hard to play devil's advocate. Until you change your own values on the billions you own, don't expect the billions who follow you to become the miracle you hope. Women like to obsess over accessories because they believe this to be showing value to potential mating partners. All of a sudden, the only ability you really need in society is to simply spend money. Long gone are the days of actual substance. Well, forget your preconceived notions of capitalism because a study has revealed that handbags may have more bacteria than a toilet seat. Damn, I guess turning my wife's handbag into a fleshlight is technically out of the question now. Looks like I'm going to have to use the toilet seat instead. It's the only thing big enough anyway. The so-called ammunition shortage has rocked the US, as even police departments are struggling to supply their arsenals and are even approaching the community for loans on ammunition. One man even offered more than 1,500 rounds to his local sheriff. A Minnesota police chief even said that he may have to wait months before receiving the 1,000 rounds he's requested. Yes, because how can you protect the people without shooting at them first? I guess people need to validate power because they cannot look after themselves. Or maybe I should just acknowledge that some communities aren't complete garbage. The US Marshals Service has lost two former participants in the Federal Witness Security Program, identified as known or suspected terrorists. Well, that's how God probably would have wanted it. There's nothing quite like some fear to power start your morning. If it's one thing I've learnt from politics and religion, it's that fear can fix just about anything. Make your worst enemy irrational, and he will be your best friend for life. Venezuela, your dear leader is dead, and it breaks my heart to see your little country crumble. Too bad my radically higher standard of living disagrees. First milk, butter, coffee, and then cornmeal ran short. Now Venezuela is running out of the most basic of necessities, toilet paper. So much so that nearly 50 million rolls were imported overseas. One minister blames the shortage on excessive demand caused by a media campaign generated to disrupt the country. Well done, sir. That excuse gets the Obama tick of approval. I can already feel my head spinning with non-critical thought. It must be a good sign the propaganda is working. Six are dead, with another 37 in hospital, after a tornado broke out in Texas, destroying homes and all that good sci-fi shit you expect from the movies. As many as 100 other people were injured. Hailstones up to the size of grapefruit pelted the populace. And is that a Hollywood movie deal I hear in the background? Gee, imagine if politics were as efficient as Hollywood. Though I must say, the bad acting on behalf of Obama is getting better. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has been downgraded by Standard & Poor's to a double A from a double A plus. Oh, how will he sleep at night? We must all donate our wealth so that Buffett can live comfortably without guilt. Obtaining wealth isn't that difficult. It's simply a matter of where, when, why, what, and who you were born. Let's not forget the circumstances of how you were born. No one wants to end up a failed abortion. Scientists have used cloning technology to transform human skin cells into embryonic stem cells, bringing us one step closer to fabricating organs and eventually human cloning. I'd prefer a new mouth because of all the bullshit that comes out of it. Dirty is just an understatement. I'm even willing to try some of that human centipede shit, but only if it's for an actual documentary. I'm sure Fox News can help me out. It's been discovered that men who are physically strong are more likely to have right-wing political views, and that weaker men are more likely to support welfare and wealth distribution. Theoretically, that means I should not exist, because I do not pertain to any one school of thought. Though, by these measurements, my penis is most likely a far-right extremist. Syrian rebels have posted a grisly execution video of Syrian soldiers in retaliation for the Assad massacres. The soldiers, kneeling and blindfolded, were shot in the back of a head by a rebel whose face is hidden by black balaclava. Religion coupled with regional instability is a beautiful thing indeed. Why share the love for another person who is essentially human, just like you, when you can demonize them and draw false lines of personality? Oh wait, some alleged messiah pinging off his head on some sort of drug said so. Therefore, it must be true. Lastly, David Beckham has announced his retirement from the world of football at the age of 38, having played for England 115 times in order to pursue his career as an ambassador. Fun fact for the mentally depraved, he's the only English player to win a league title in four different countries, and his deadbeat wife has described him as an inspiration to millions. One day, I will inspire such greatness upon the masses, after I cut myself, obviously, because emo teen bitches is truly what will carry this country forward. This has been the Drudge Report Report for the 16th of May, 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and I honestly wouldn't be able to tell you how much pussy I'm getting. Well, if you count all the tabs, it's actually 33, not including all the lesbian porn.